Alaska is full of interesting animal stories. Hollywood is soon to begin filming the saga of three gray whales that were trapped under the ice in Barrow 2 decades ago. A backyard animal rescue drama this week in Anchorage may never get star-studded treatment, although a young calf moose in trouble got a reprieve thanks to fast work by state fish and game biologists and quick-thinking neighbors. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has the story.
After the winter snows melted at the end of April, I noticed a shallow depression about the size of a standard table platter at the very end of my backyard, underneath the windblown willow. The earth covering the depression was undisturbed, and I ignored it and let May grass grow thick over the tiny sinkhole. I thought I should get a pickaxe and dig to see what lay beneath, but I didn't, until this week. I was maneuvering through dense downtown traffic when I got the panic cell phone call. My husband said, "Come home right away. There's a moose in a hole in the backyard." I knew exactly what hole he meant.
Wow. If I could just get a rope up under his front haunches, you know?
It seems recent heavy rains in the city helped to destabilize the earth over the sinkhole. The yearling bull moose, browsing in willow trees, stepped onto the grass over the hole and fell 8 feet down into an old abandoned well. Fortunately for the moose, neighbor Bill Brownfield noticed the animal in trouble.
I saw him put his head up. There's a cow back here. It seems to me at least a year older. It could be a two-year-old cow that had this calf, you know, a year ago. She was over here eating, and I was just watching her, and I said, "Well, I better go check and see what's going on over there," and I said, "There's another one in a hole over there." And
the moose was not injured, but would-be rescuers could not figure out just how to get him out of the well. He was in too deep to climb out by himself. What to do? Fish and game biologists Rick Sinnott and Jesse Coltrane responded to the call for help. Old-fashioned elbow grease turned out to be the remedy. 5 shovels were rounded up and everyone pitched in to help dig around the perimeter of the hole to increase its size and lengthen it, while the soil falling downward piled up until the moose could just walk out by himself. With a little prompting, he figured out that's what we wanted him to do.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Good job.
Good boy. Calf scampered off, none the worse for his adventure. Later on, Mama Moose made her appearance too, and all was well. I'm Ellen Lockyer.